start the day the Torah way. So the question is, what is the Torah way to start the day? So obviously, if we're all here to come to a share, that must be the right way to start the Torah way. The Torah way to start the day. But where is it written that the way to start the day is with a share? It's written Halacha and Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Nun Hei. Acha sheyetze mibeit haKnesset yelech lebeit haMidrash beikva el edmod. After the person finishes davening every morning, the Shulchan Aruch says one should go to the Beit HaMidrash and have a zman kavua to learn. The question is why? What's the makor of this? There's a machlokes. What is the reason why a person should start the day the Torah way? Why a person should start the day with a shir? In the Torah it's written that this is a normal halacha kavata itim la Torah. The Torah says there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin on the pasuk reishit mai potem emadon that tchila dino shel adam hu alzim al Torah. When a person goes to mind, the first thing they're going to ask him is about Torah. Torah is the first shayla. Torah is going to be the first priority. There's another Gemara which says that they'll ask him Nasata ben Atata be'emuna, and then they'll really ask him Kabbati Yitim La Torah. So the two learn that no, really they're going to ask you first about Torah. And the Gemara over there, when he tells you the list of all the things they're going to ask you, Shemayim, no duck. It wasn't the Medayik to tell you the Seder Hadvarim. But really the first question they're going to ask is about Torah. That's what the Beis Yosef learns in the Torah. And in fact, the Torah, when he quotes the Gemara, he says, V'achar sheyetzim b'et ha-kineset yelech le-beis ha-medrash, kodim sheyelech la-asakav. Before he goes to work, that's the Nekud over here. It's going to be before he starts his work. V'ikvay l'ilmot, the Amar Rava b'shah she-machnisim adam le-din, Omrim lo kavat itim la Torah nasata venasata be'emuna. The two puts the Gemara the wrong way around. The Gemara says the other way around. The Gemara says nasata venasata be'emuna, and then kavat itim la Torah. Why the two put it the other way around? Says the Bishos because the two left the Gemara loved after. And dafka is has to be the other way around. First of all Torah, and then only business. That's the Seder Hadvarim. That's the way the two understand it. However, the Mishnah Berurah, when he brings down this halacha Shulchan, doesn't say exactly the same words as the Torah. The Shulchan doesn't say Acha Sheyitim V'Zekanet Yerech Beis HaMedrash Kodum Sheylech La'Asakav. He doesn't add that in because it's before you go to work. He doesn't stress the Mekuda that it's before you go to work. Mishnah Berurah brings another Mekor for the Shulchan Aruch from the Gemara and Brachas. The Gemara says on the pasuk, Yehu mechayil el chayil yerael Elohim b'tzion. That person goes from one strength to another strength. That a person hayoyse mebeit haKnesset v'nichnas lebeit haMedrash ve'osek baTorah yizke lerot pnei Shechina. He'll be zoche to see the face of the Shechina. Shenema Yehu mechayil el chayil yerael b'tzion. So the Mishnah Berurah says that is the source of this halacha and Shulchan Aruch. It's not a din that a person is to start the day with a shir. It's not the beginning of the day. It's a hemshech of tefillah. That means a person now davened, his seder of tefillah has not yet finished before he has the shir as well. Why? Yehu mechayil el chayil. A person must go from strength to strength. He mustn't just daven and that's it, go home, start doing anything else. He must go from tefillah to Torah. That's the Yehuchu Mechayil. The way I understand it is that Yadua, when a person has got an inspiration, when a person gets a chizuk for anything, straight away he has to try and utilize that chizuk which he's got. As Yadua Lachem, that in the yeshivas, after a Seder Musa, straight away the Dav Maariv, or Dav Mincha. Yeah? Straight away go into a tefillah. Why? A person after he's left Musa, so he's in a state of chizuk, he's saying this pilot. So after, use it for something. Don't just then start going to Sabra. Use it now that the tefillah which is following that will be a tefillah which will be done by chizuk. Use the inspiration, utilize it to do a mitzvah. We see this by Avraham Avinu. That it's written, when Avraham Avinu went to do the Akedah, the last minute, because Baruch Hu told him, Atashtak Yad Kalana Batas Lo Me'uma. Because Baruch Hu told him, don't do the Akedah, don't kill yourself. Avraham Avinu was in a very, on a very high level, on a very high madrega, to be able to start to do that Akedah. On that level, Avraham Avinu then turned around to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he said, I said, what's it meaning? Atish tishlach yadchel anah batas lo me'uma. Because Baruch Hu, don't stretch out your hand and don't make a mum. Atas lo me'uma. Don't do nothing to him. What's those extra words? Atas lo me'uma. So Rashi brings, because Avraham Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, Ribbono shel Olam, if I've come so far, let me at least make a mum. Let me at least shed a little bit of blood for Mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, no. Atas lo me'uma. Why Avraham Avinu needed to do what's in there? Because Rabbi told him, I don't require from you to do the Akedah. Okay, finished. Why he needs to do it? Why he needs to spill a little bit of blood? The answer is that since Avraham Avinu came to the Dargah to do the Akedah, if you just go home now, finished, then that inspiration is gone. You have to take from the inspiration and do something with it. Do a little bit. Do some mitzvah with it. So Avraham Avinu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I'm ready on this state, let me at least make a mum, let me at least do something. Then that, in order, inspiration should have some halois that it should be nitpas on something. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you know what, don't make a mum to Yitzchak by taking seven ayil and taleu le'olat tahad bino. Bring up this ayil instead, and this ayil, this will be like the korban, this ayil is always considered like the akedah has been done. So this is the inyan that a person has got an inspiration and he should now utilize it. A person, he got up in the morning, he done properly and sensible, he's now in a state of chizuk. What should he do now? Go home to have his breakfast straight away? No. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Achar sheyitzeh b'beit hakneset yelech lebeis hamedrash. After tefillah, straight away he should go to beis hamedrash, he should have a shiur tefillah. It's to utilize the chizuk of tefillah. It's not the haschola of his day, the haschola of his business day, to go to a shir. That's the way the Torah learns. It's the haschola of your business day. You don't start your business day by starting with business. You have a shir first and then you start business. You show the kadim of Torah. According to the way the Mishnah Berurah learns of Pshat, it's a hemshech of tefillah. It's utilizing the inspiration of tefillah. What will be the nafke minah between these two perushim? It's brought down in the Mashal. The Mashal says in the Gemara, Yeichu mechayil chayil, he says this is chayil, is Loshen Rabbim. Chayil means like an army. Yeah? So he says, in the same way tefillah barabim, this halacha Yeichu mechayil chayil, the person can only be mechayim if he does Torah barabim. Yeah? That means that this Indian of chizu, that person got from tefillah, he's probably Mekayim if he also does Torah Barabbim. If he also does Torah with an inspiration. That's the first thing. The second thing, the Ben Yehudah, the Ben Shai says on the Gemara, that two more points that he has to remember. Number one, that he should go to learn straight away, he calls it Al-Keres Re'eva, on an empty stomach. Not to go and have breakfast in between. The din of Yechu Mechayil Chayil, he says, is to go directly from tefillah to Torah. That's one. Second thing he says, the Gemara says, Hayoytze mibeit haKnesset benichnas lebeit haMedrash veosek baTorah. And he's oytze baTorah. So he says, it's not enough for a person just to listen half awake, half asleep. Maybe for Kviyas Itzim baTorah, that's enough. But for the din of using the inspiration of tefillah in Torah, a person to be oisik b'Torah, he has to learn himself. He has to be mamash. He has to be inside the learning. So those two points apply with in order for it to be considered Yelchu Mechayel El Chayel. 3 points. Number one, it should be Toyo Barabim, Lashon Chayel, that's the Mashal. Number two, it should be directly without any hefsek, without going home, without starting, without eating anything in between, Al Keres Reva. Because the Yelchu Mechayel El Chayel, it has to go directly from Tfilah to Torah. And the third thing is, that should be Mamash and Esek, Biyasuk B'Torah. According to the Torah, it's a separate halach completely. According to the Torah writes straight away, this Kvirsa Ace is very important. You start the day with a Kvirsa Ace in the Torah. And he says, Mikol Makom, Kom Sheikh Levet HaMedesh, Yachol Lechol Patshachit, Ibu Ragun Bo. The Torah says, you can go home and have breakfast first. Because according to the Torah, the din of starting your day with Limudat Torah is not as a hemshech of tefillah. It's in order before you go to work, before you go to the business, you should have a share first. Yeah? So therefore go, have your breakfast first. Get your strength to start the day. And then, now you're ready to start the day, start with a share. That's how the Torah learns to chant. Could be also an afkamina in a school. Yeah? The school, we set up the school. Is there an Indian to learn Kodesh before Chol? Apart from the fact that children be more tired in the afternoon, in the morning, this sort of cheshbon. But it could be, according to the Torah, it's now, it's like an ASIC. The children are now going to start their regular day. Yeah? When a person starting a day, the day is the start of the Torah. That's the din of Reshit Mayim Potem Reshit Reshit Mayim Potem Madom. Chilat Dino Shel Adam Al Torah. That's the Torah. Start the day the Torah where you have to start with a share. Before you start doing other things, so therefore it could be that this is the Indian, that it's important that, let's say for example in a school institution and so on and so forth, start the day with a share first and then go on to the other limudim. That is the general machlokes between the two perushim. What's the din after the 18 basic things? Everyone agrees after davening a person should have a share. But what exactly is the understanding of this, of the reason why we have to have a share of the davening? Is it in order to continue the davening into learning, or is it in order to start the day with limud haTorah? That's the first point. The second point is the Torah says kavis itim haTorah is the lashon of the Gemara kavas itim haTorah. A person must fix the time to learn. Since when the person needs to fix the time to learn, and if a person's got spare time in the day, doesn't he have to learn? What? Because people think that, you know, if they've got a time to learn, so once they finish a shiur, let's say it is half an hour, 1 hour, 1.5 hours, 2 hours a day, so now the rest of the day is free. It's a mistake. Yes? Because another pasuk says that hakoveitim la Torah may fabrik. If a person makes time for learning, made for Brit, he's made for the Brit of the Torah, and he's those Brit Yitam. So what is the understanding about the Itim LaTorah? So the Torah says that Kavir's Itim LaTorah is Sarich Shiye Kavua B'Tzakua B'Inyan Shelo Yavirenu Af Imu Sava Le'Aviach Habe. There's a separate din of Talmud Torah. Apart from the fact that a person must learn in his spare time, whenever he's got time available in the day to learn, he's got also a din, he's also got a halacha that he must fix the time in the day which this time is kavua. That even if he's going to be, thinks in this time he's going to be marviach harbe, that time is fixed for learning. That he's not, he doesn't pass that time over. And that time, ideally speaking, should be right at the very beginning of the day. And the Mishabura says over here, Bali Batim, She'enam Lomdim, Rak Shalosh or Arba Sha'ot Bayom. You see what sort of Bali Batim he's talking about. Bali Batim only learn 3 to 4 hours a day. Lo Yilmedu B'Gemara Lechud. They mustn't just learn Gemara. Debezeh Enu Yoytze. They're not Yoytze, Kavat Isim LaTorah. Kavat Isim LaTorah has to be a Torah which brings a person l'aloch l'maisa. If the Mishmur says, Tzarich shivu dafri gam sifri poskim kol echad v'echad k'fi asagato. He has to learn also poskim, he has to also learn l'aloch. So in the kavat itim l'Torah, which we said, ideally speaking, is at the beginning of the day, so far we've learned there's two halachas. Number one, it's got to be an eight kavua, that person, not when he fancies a mol yah, mol nisht. It's got to be kavua, takua. And it's written that even B'nai Torah, that they learn a lot of the day, they still got to have a time in the day which that day, that time is takua, because if a person learns, let's say, the whole day, and now he's got something important to do, so he'll be mastic. So in any case, I'm learning the whole day, I'll be mastic. So even if Ben-Toy is learning most of the day, he's still going to have a Zman Kavua, that Zman is Kodesh Kedoshim. He doesn't pass it by for anything else. That's the first thing, clear to him. And the second thing is, it has to also include a time for learning Halach Lemaitse Halachot. The third thing he says, he says that this 8 Lumod Torah has to be also that if Irelo Ones, if he's got an Ones, Shelo Ayah Chol Ashlim HaKviut Shelo, they wasn't able to keep that Kviut, Yelav Kemocho B'Yashlimenu Balayla, that this time which is designated, if an Ones happened, something out of the ordinary happened, yeah? Pastor Shalom, an illness was this, an Ones happened, and he couldn't keep his share, he should feel it like a Chol. You don't find the rest of the day such a thing. But this time, which is designated, has to be like a chol. He has to be mashed in that time, another time in the day, whenever he's able to. So that's the third halacha of Kavati Itzim Natoira. The fourth point, he says, Chayev Odom Lilmo Bechol Yom Torah Shebechtav Shu Tanach U'Mishna Gemara Poskim. Every day a person must see, in this Zman Kavua, they set aside, he learns both Torah Shebechtav and Torah Shebaalpeh. A little bit of Torah Shebechtav and also a little bit of Torah Shebaalpeh. He's got to join both two things together. So all these points is in Kavat Itim Torah. There is also another halacha that a person has to learn by day and by night, because the Pasuk says Vagisa Bo Yom Ha'Laila. So if a person is Kavat Itim during the day, he hasn't fulfilled properly the mitzvah, he's done half the mitzvah, Vagita Boy Bayom, but what about Balayla? So for that, he's also got to fix the time of the night. The Mishnah Berurah learns that the best time to fix during the night, this is between Mincha and Maariv. Yeah, as based on the Gemara says that when a person comes, Adam Ba Min HaTzadeh Ba'erev, the person finishes his work, comes, he shouldn't go home and start eating and drinking and having a rest first, and then after go to the Beit HaMedrash to learn. But first of all, you should go to the Beit HaMedrash. In the crawl, you should read Mikra, if not, you should read Mishnah, and then Daven Ma'ariv, Mincha Ma'ariv, and then only he should go home. So that is the best time to be Kovei Itzim. The time between Mincha Ma'ariv should be like a Zman with a person is designated for Limud HaTorah. It's very, very important. So those are the two Zmanim that we've got. The two main Zmanim for Limud HaTorah has to be Bayom, straight in the morning. Very important. And Balayla between Mincha Maariv, those Zmanim have to be Mukdash for the Midat Torah. Now, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is after the person goes out from the Beit HaKnesset, Yelech le Beit HaMedrash. He should leave the Beit HaKnesset and go to the Beit HaMedrash. This is Lashon of the Gemara. Yerchu mechal chal gemara say, Yoytze me beit ha-knesset benichlis le-beit ha-medrash. Yeah? Says, Mashmid is two places. It's the beit ha-knesset and the beit ha-medrash. The Mishnah Berurah says, in those days, they used to have two places. They used to have a place where you used to daven, the beit ha-knesset, and they used to have a place where you used to learn. It used to be two separate places. Nowadays, obviously, if we've got one place, we daven and learn in the same place, in the beit ha-medrash, so maybe a person can still fulfill halacha, but there seems to be an Indian as well of schar alicha. A person should go from one place to another place. There's also an Indian of schar alicha, that a person should go to the place the mokum where he's going to learn. And here he also brings the importance of learning Torah b'chabura. He says, even though etzim alimud, when a person learns by himself, is doing also mitzvah, but lechatchila mitzvah le'adei kol ma she'achol l'mod b'chabura. The ikka mitzvah is to learn in a group. Sha'adeze yesh kavod shemayim, you'll say there's a bigger kavod shemayim. And Chazal said in many places, berov amad rat melech. And there's an afkamina between mishal omed yichidi, that even though HaKadosh Baruch gives him scha, but it's not the same as a person who learns with 10 people, Shalomdin ba'asara, that's kadma shechina ba'atze, the Gemara says. The shechina comes before a person. And also it says, ein to anikmi b'chabura. So therefore, the Mishmura says that it's very important, the inyan of learning Torah b'rabim, that if possible, that this kviyas itim, as we said, you should learn in the Beis HaMedrash in the morning, that's written, but even the evening when he's kaveit him, he should also try and learn a bit of medish barabim, if possible, to join in the shir or to participate in a limud Torah b'chabura. So these are the main points of kviyas itim la Torah. Number one is the importance of limud Torah b'boker straight after tefillah, either because that you're going from the inspiration of tefillah straight into Torah, using the chizuk of tefillah and going straight into Torah. That's bechlal yehu mechayel chayel, and that's possible, should be done without any hefsek, without any interruption in between. Number two, the importance of starting the day with a share. Yeah, before a person goes into the business world, before he goes out to the outside, he should start the day with a share to show the kadima, the chashivut of Torah. That's the time which the Torah says, and then there's the Indian of the kviyut, the importance of fixing it. There should be a zman kavua. There shouldn't be sometimes yes, sometimes no, but it should be a zman kavua, and it should be both by day and by night. We said that in the evening, the most important time, this is the time between mincha and maariv, that's the time which a person should be matlish for limud Torah, and if possible also the limud barabim. So I think over here we are fulfilling very well this the Indian of kviyas itim la Torah, that's zman kavua, that everyone knows this is a time fixed in the day, starting the day, showing chashivas for Torah, that person before he goes out, he starts the day with Torah, and he's fulfilling nicely the halacha over here in Shulchan Aruch of achas sheyetim beis haKnesset yerech lebeis haMetzvah yikra eis l'lmod.
Gadal,